Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Speaking of just a segue too, like, you know, obviously, you know, Golden Boy has all this momentum right now. So will it carry on to next weekend where they have a double header? You know, that's going to be, I think this one is in Vegas, right? It should be. It probably is in Vegas. Bless you.
Bless you.
That's in Cali, I think.
Oh, it's in Cali? Okay, shit. Well, yeah, that's right. It probably is in Cali.
Oh, but
yeah.
I thought Ramirez, I thought he was a big name in Cali, huh?
No, it is in Cali. Okay, I'm about to say, yeah. So, honestly, you know, Oscar has signed Jose Ramirez, you know, who left Top Rank in there, and they're like, okay, that's a decent signing. Cool, whatever. But you would think that Oscar would be like, okay, we got someone like Ramirez. Let's get him a good opponent. Who the fuck brought up Francis Bartholomew as his opponent? Like, what do we do? Like, see, honestly, because when their old matchmaker left, their matchmakers began kind of spotty as shit. Like, ain't no way, like, you, Ramirez, Francis Bartholomew, who in the right mind would make this combination, would make this fucking fight? Like, why? Like, and then you double down, you have Virgil Ortiz, who is your next big star outside of Ryan Garcia. You want to put him in a competitive fight, at least, because you gave him his soft touch from the Rabdo, after he came up from Rabdo. You pick up Thomas Delorme. Thomas Delorme hasn't really been a thing since 2019, and he's been getting knocked out kind of left and right. So it's like, okay, is this supposed to be a showcase or is this supposed to be a competitive outing? Like, and the funny thing is too is like Bartholomew and Ramirez, I can see it being more competitive than it probably should be because Bartholomew's kind of he fights well. If you heard us talk about the Bartholomew brothers, I despise every single one of them.
Yeah, just horrible, ugly performances.
Yeah.
Just not really, you know, they're literally permanently banned from most bodegas.
Yeah, like Jan, Ledwan, Rancis, like all of them.
Rancis has one of the worst fights ever I can remember in modern time with Robert Easter. Easter. Yeah, that shit was horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah,
like, one of the few fights I actually fell asleep on.
That made me angry because it's like, how am I gonna watch? You know, how am I gonna watch fucking Victor Postol and an Egyptian cat throw hands for 12 rounds in an entertaining fight, and then you motherfuckers that got more power than them don't throw punches at all? Like, the fuck?
Horrible fight.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, Oscar. Like, honestly, if you're gonna put Ramirez in, you better make sure Ramirez can knock Bartholomew out, because if this shit goes fucking rounds, I'm gonna be upset. I have to watch this.
Yeah, we got to start seeing more knockouts from the name guys. Like, this whole, you know, I don't fight enough, so I'll just make every fight 12 rounds is kind of killing shit. Like,
what round do you think Ramirez will knock Bartholomew out in? What are we thinking?
8.
No fucking idea. Maybe like 9th or 10th.
I'm gonna go 5, and I'm saying that with a prayer.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. I'm gonna pay attention because, you know, obviously, because, you know, we're gambling niggas, so I'm gonna look at FanDuel and DraftKings on this fight too, because I'm gonna see what that's all about. But meanwhile, for Ortiz and Delorme probably is getting to the point where he probably shouldn't even be fighting anymore. So,
bro, honestly, if Virgil doesn't get him out of there in 4, something is wrong.
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, I'm thinking I'm banking on a first round knockout. Ortiz should get him out of there in 1. Yeah, Delorme is he's finished. Like, this shouldn't be a thing anymore.
This is the guy Blood finished on HBO like 10 years ago.
Back
when he was good though, he was giving Bud a good little fight too.
Yeah, I mean, and he almost beat Ugas, and he almost beat Jesse Vargas.
I mean, and it's not, you know, and his bodies him too.
Yeah, so
yeah, that Jesse Vargas fight was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was a dope fight too.
No, was he champ before? Was he a champ or was he a challenger?
No, he was never a champ.
He challenged for title a couple times.
Yeah, he competed for some belts, but he never turned the corner though. But
do y'all think real quick? Do y'all think you think they'll match up Conwell for Ortiz for a title eventually?
Who?
Since some Golden Boy, Charles Conwell. You think?
Conwell should have been had a shot. Like, he's number one for one of these.
I think he dropped a couple spots for whatever reason on one of the sanctioning bodies. But I feel like I'm glad Oscar didn't force Conor to fight Virgil right away, but I feel like they need to eventually fight for it. I mean, that's a good fight. I mean, I don't know. Do y'all think who would you favor in that fight?
I mean, I would still favor Conwell
over Virgil.
Conwell versus Virgil Ortiz.
I mean, I'll say it's a little small.
That's a good ass fight, actually.
It's a great fight. Yeah, it's a great fight.
Oscar needs to make, honestly, after Oscar finishes bullshitting around with Ortiz and Delorme and shit like that, he needs to make that. That should be a fight, because Oscar has
to. Honestly, I feel like, you know what? Make them a doubleheader or something first.
Yeah, they need to make that a doubleheader.
Introduce them. Get people, like, because, like, this is too much. Like, this whole month is already given to Ryan for his shit. Like, no one's remembering Charles Conwell's performance like that. No one's probably going to remember Ortiz knocking out Delorme after, like...
Yeah, you got to make...
These niggas need a better, introduction. Like, put these niggas on in the fall in a doubleheader, then have them fight next year in January or some shit.
I don't know if there's going to be a title because, you know, the Bud fight's going to be for two titles in a sense. So it's going to be kind of tough, but... I can see that fight happening, but I'm sure Oscar's gonna try to make it for a title fight, or you know.
Fuck like this waiting shit. Remember, we were supposed to have Ortiz and Boots for a title, like.
Yeah, and I also want to say that they showed up for a title like early, but then it was like, you know, I was in the minority with that one. No one thought that was a good idea. But now you see this now.
That's supposed to be the future fight of 140. Hopefully, it happens at one. You know, 160.
I remember because we had Luki on and y'all was with the damn. Yeah, make that shit now. We're like, man, that's a big fight. That's a future fight. But look at shit now.
I mean, Ortiz ate himself out of 140.
I can't sell him. My bad, yo.
Peace. I mean, Virgil, you know, Virgil's a guy who was, I mean, he still has a probably better resume than Boots, but in terms of his momentum and everything.
But he don't have the juice.
Literally, he ate himself out of 140 and 147, you know what I'm saying, with the whole health issues. It's like, You should be a champion by now. I know you obviously dropped you kind of ducked Bud. Nobody talks about that, but it's like, I don't know. It's kind of unfortunate.
Like Oscar's matchmaker has to really start playing some shit out, because we shouldn't get a doubleheader like this. But then also too, you have a good fight. You have JoJo Diaz and Oscar Duarte
on the card. Okay. That is on there. I was wondering if that was on there.
That's a fire fight. You know. It's probably a crossroads fight for JoJo right now, because JoJo might have the top five chins in the sport, because that motherfucker's faced a whole bunch of punches. And I don't think he's been put down. Never mind.
I got Duarte.
You barely see him hurt either.
Yeah. I don't know. I got Duarte stopping him. I think it's a little because JoJo lost his last fight to that guy, Perez or something like that.
Yeah, but it was competitive. That's the thing, though. JoJo would be losing competitive fights.
But I feel like.
Except the paper.
This fight's probably gonna be at 140. JoJo is a skinny fat ass. I mean, like, it's small. He's a small, a small fat ass. Like, pause. He's a guy that, he's talented, but his best days are past him. I feel like Oscar Duarte is gonna win that fight. Probably.
You think he stops him?
I think he might stop him.
I mean, let's put it this way. If JoJo gets KO'd by Duarte, then JoJo's probably like finished. Because, like I said, because JoJo's particular. Because now he's like Oscar. Because it's funny because Oscar used to move him as like a prospect to eventual contender to champion. Now he's Oscar's jobber to the star, which is kind of crazy now. Like, he's basically like,
he left Schofield. He was going to fight Ken Austin, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, so, but like I said, that fight is at least worth it on this doubleheader, because, that should be a hell of a fight. Depending if what version of JoJo shows up and what version of Duarte shows up, and truthfully, that fight should have been like the co-main to.
That's what I was saying. It should have been the co-main on the.
Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. That was a quality card. That's a quality fight.
I feel like there are.
Yeah, should have switched the Barbosa fight to this.
I felt like with that undercard, I'm not mad at spending $80 because the main event was worth it, but I felt like Haney and Garcia like took up all the funds for it, because. You could tell the whole card was just like them penny pinching,
See, this is why I say boxing need to go back to like some type of like, y'all got to get rid of the pay per views. Because imagine if there was no paywall for this type of fight, this would literally get Super Bowl coverage,
right?
Like, and that's the thing that niggas be missing out on. Because if it got this type of coverage, you niggas would be trying to make boxing media. Niggas would be trying to make boxing video games, boxing media, boxing this. If everybody saw this fight for free, or I mean, if it was just available to everybody, no paywall. Sponsors, yeah, all that shit. Come on, bro. Like,
yeah, let's say. I mean, obviously, because we're getting into the month where there's gonna be like fights upon fights. Like, I mean, the next like month or 5 weeks are gonna be crazy with fights outside of, you know, after the doubleheader and shit like that. So it's like, and most of them are pay-per-views and really shouldn't be. Like, it's like, yeah, like Top Rank is the only one that's not putting on a pay-per-view, and they actually managed to actually have a schedule, you know, and like, you know, they need to be more like Top Rank. Like, they have to be saying, okay, some fights just don't need to be on pay-per-view like that.
And yeah, y'all niggas make everything pay-per-view. Like, it really isn't. You know, what happened to the day of World Championship Boxing Nights? Like, y'all niggas try to just make everything pay, and it's like, for what? Like the engagement. Y'all not already sharing shit enough on Twitter and all these other platforms. Y'all already not killing it. Just make a fucking free fight, Fox, whatever, regular shit, free app, whatever the fuck. Let everybody see that shit and just go ham.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, because everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses now. I mean, obviously it's different now with the Saudis getting involved in these events.